Mount Pleasant Choir hide behind the mountain, often known as Chilly Winds Don't Blow, made famous by Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Also several other very popular versions of that song. Hide behind the mountain where chilly winds don't blow. The South Lawn Baptist Church of Montgomery, Alabama choir sang that song at my father's funeral. It was a favorite of his. Tried to track down who actually wrote that. I don't know if it's an adaptation of a traditional song or if Keith Johnson put it together himself. Either way, we have it. Wonderful song to bring us almost to a close here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. We started that set with the Shaw Singers' I'm Not the Same Man. We heard the Gospel Tones' Dark Clouds Rising. Betty Golden and Roses of Garden. Talk on Talkers, Talk About Me. We've all been there. Brother M.L. Allen and his tribute to the legends. Tribute to the legends of 1960s and 70s gospel guitarists. Frank Williams, who was with the Jackson Southerners. He played a couple of licks from Too Late. Linwood Hargrove, who about 1958 joined the Swan Silvertones. Nice one there. One of the lesser known gospel guitarists, Linwood Hargrove. Then he played a couple of licks from Sterling Holloway, who joined the Harmonizing Four about 1961. And then, of course, Harold Carroll, the magnificent guitar player for the Dixie Hummingbirds. M.L. Allen, tribute to the guitar legends and gospel guitarists. Initially just a strum or two to set the pitch for the song, and then, especially in the late 50s and the 60s, becoming some mighty fine, complex, chording guitar players in the gospel idiom. Piney Grove Spiritual Singers, Lord is Blessing Me, love the organ in that. And we ended the set there with Mount Pleasant Choir, Hide Behind the Mountain. We hope the gospel show has been pleasant for you this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Brothers and sisters and beloved, yes, beloved. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU, brothers and sisters, and hunker down for the marathon starting Monday morning at 6. And we will go out with another premium selection from the 2024 Sinner's Crossroads Marathon Premium Fix It Jesus. 21 different versions of Jesus fixing it and making it all right. Stay tuned to WFMU once again, brothers and sisters and beloved. And we will see you next week with Brother Daniel Blumen.
I got a song tonight that I would like to sing. You read why I love so well the sing this song. It make my mind run back a long time ago. When I was a little boy sitting in my home, you know I had a praying mother, but she gone on home now. One of these old days, I said one of these old days, I'm going home after a while. I told the Lord one day I wanted to fix it. Sometime I'd be sick, pain racking through my body. But oh, I told the Lord I wanted to fix it. One of these days, it all gonna be over after a while, and I can get along to myself.
more music on
WFMU.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Joys.
Dime in the pot, boy.
Each and every one lend a helping hand.
25 cents.
Put a nickel in the pot,
not
boy.
On the
floor.
Bring the money in.
the money in. We won't have no dough to spend till you bring that money in.
Boy.
It's true, I've found.
Put a dime in the pot.
But boy, this money's for a real good cause. So
cents.
Everybody stick around.
Not on the quarter.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
Just drink that stuff all night. Yes, wine is fine, but give me a lot of beer.
WFMU. I said, I can't hear myself in the headphones. It's WFMU. Fundraising Marathon Edition. We just heard J.B. Summers with Tiny Grimes and his orchestra with a song whose title is ostensibly Drinking Beer, but it really sounds like he's drinking bear. Anyway, we love Cold Bear, and we love my co-host, Mr. Finewine, over there on the other side of the glass. Can you
hear
me?
Hey,
I see you.
Hey,
I hear you.
I drink bear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've ordered bear from me before.
At the bar where you work, the bear bar.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. WFMU annual fundraising marathon. I'm so happy to be here. This is one of my favorite shows, and I've never done this
likewise
for you before. So,
when I say likewise, I mean your show is one of my favorite shows.
Likewise.
Yeah. Mr. Finewine, host of the Downtown Soulville program here on WFMU Friday evenings. J.B. Summers, that track is on my premium. It's a liquor and beer and wine themed premium called Alcoholics Unanimous.
And let me see, your premiums every year are always so clever and so packed with cool music, and this is no exception. I haven't heard it yet, except for that track, but I'm excited about it.
You'll hear a couple more. It's also got, I didn't get it together to put the cover art on the playlist. I will do that next week, but it's got a pretty amazing, I can describe the cover. It's sort of like, the cover looks like the label on a half-pint bottle of Mr. Boston. But then instead of Mr. Boston, it's Jimmy Reed in the little circle.
Yes,
with
very
the top
nicely
hat.
Done.
There are actually no Jimmy Reed tracks on this comp, but he seemed like the best sort of ambassador of blues alcoholism that I could find. At the top of the set, we heard the Bill Davis Trio, appropriately enough, with Bring the Money In. So, Mr. Finewine, let's lay it out. First, let's explain what we're doing. This is 2 weeks out of the year, every year.
This is how we raise our operating budget for pretty much the entire year, these 2 weeks of marathon.
Yeah, by teaming up with our fellow DJs, playing songs about beer, talking about them, and hoping that you will call 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-WFMU, or pledge online at WFMU.org. We got some prizes to give away to tempt you to pledge, and they will all be given away at the end of the show, at the top of the hour. So,
please note that we are not actually drinking beer while on the air, because that would be a violation.
No, that would be...
That's against the laws of the United States of America.
That's right. You know, as President Nixon once said, we could do it, but it would be wrong.
Yes. So you've got this very exciting grand prize at the end of the show. And to be in on that drawing, it's four Third Man issued Charlie Patton compilations on LP. You got to pledge $75 or more at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org to be in on that drawing at the end of the show. That's the grand prize.
And these Charlie Patton reissues on Third Man are really, really sounding great. They have this new sort of 78 restoration technology that you get Charlie Patton in a way that's sort of high def in a way it's never been before, but without, it doesn't sound like unnatural or fake, you know?
I haven't heard it yet, but they do great work at Third Man. Kudos to them.
They do. You know, I've used a lot of time on these very airwaves making fun of Jack White's hairdo in that Ken Burns country music documentary. But I mean, if this is where the Jack White money is going, to you know, given the music of Charlie Patton and Blind Willie McTell and the Mississippi Sheiks, then he's got to be doing something right. You know. So we got that. And then for also $75 automatically gets you my premium, Alcoholics Unanimous. We'll hear some more stuff from that later. The other two prizes, another one of these Third Man reissues, a single LP, Lead Belly, Best of Lead Belly. And here's something that's very much in your wheelhouse, Mr. Finewine. It's a comp from the amazing Ace label.
Oh, my gosh.
It just puts out incredible stuff.
Constant flow of incredible stuff.
Way faster than any of us can keep up. But what it is, it's called Dirty Work Going On, Kent and Modern Records Blues into the 60s, Volume 1. And this is territory that you mine a lot on Downtown Soulville.
I do.
These sort of blues records, like guys, blues guys who were sort of out of style doing, I guess they call it new breed kind of music. So we'll hear some of that too. Do we have, we got any action going on in the phone
room?
We do
have a little bit of action. Right. Never enough, though. Never enough action.
Well, let's, you want to thank a few people who have pledged?
Yeah, let me
by calling 800-989-9368.
We got Chris from, is it pronounced Lagunitas, California?
Oh, yes.
Getting your premium. Chris says, loves the show. Chris in the Redwoods, he has referred to himself as.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Samuel from New York City.
Is that Samuel E. in Brooklyn?
Nope.
Oh, well.
But
well, he can go to hell.
Okay. Stephen from Annapolis, Maryland.
Thank you, Stephen.
Who's been a Swag for Life member since 2019. Thank you.
Nice.
Best way to give to the station is becoming a Swag for Life member, like Stephen. Joseph from Pittsburgh, pledging online.
There he is. Thank you, Joe.
Jason from New York City.
Yeah.
Erica from Cranford, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Wolfgang from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, I know Wolfgang. Thank you, Wolfgang.
Another Swag for Life pledger since 2017.
Yeah, if you're now, if this is all new to you, Swag for Life is the best way to support the station. And what you do is you make basically a monthly pledge that you just forget about. We charge it to your credit card every month until you tell us to stop.
And if you're already a Swag for Life member, you can always up your Swag for Life pledge by emailing upyours@wfmu.org with your new amount.
Greatest email address of all time.
Who else we got here? Jason from Brooklyn. Maybe I already said that. Marshall from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Marshall.
Swag for Lifer. Elizabeth from Atlanta.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Swag for Lifer. Boy, thank you, all you Swag for Lifers. Chris from Richmond Hill, New York.
That's Chris with a K, ain't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
Andrew from Boonton, New Jersey.
Yeah, Boonton.
Swag for Lifer.
Nice.
Art from Olympia, Washington.
Thank you.
David from Chatham, New Jersey. Ross from Sussex, New Jersey. Joe from Stamford. All these Swag for Lifers. Thanks, everybody.
Wonderful.
Mike from Savannah, Georgia. Jeffrey from Garwood, New Jersey.
Garwood.
Stephen from Rockaway, New Jersey. Christine from Sterling, New Jersey. And Paul from Montclair, New Jersey. Those last few also Swag for Life Pledgers.
Montclair, that's an FMU town.
Let's hear some more music.
Let's keep reading these names. I know. That I was just going to say. Well, listen, Mr. Finewine, let's hear something off of this Dirty Work Going On comp from Ace. This next one, this is Fillmore Slim, who was kind of more successful as a pimp than he was as a musician.
Were you at the Ponderosa Stomp when he showed up?
Yeah, I sure was.
Yeah.
And
he was already like in his 90s or something when he came, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And so here he is. He's doing business on this record as Billy Ray. But he was a very good guitar player and sort of a Johnny Guitar Watson style. You know, he was kind of more successful at pimping, and Johnny Guitar Watson was more successful at music.
Although they both pursued both.
That's right. So let's hear from Fillmore Slim doing business as Billy Ray. Pledge $20 or more, get in the running to win this CD.
800-989-9368 or pledge online, WFMU.org.
I ain't nothing but a playboy. Don't want to get no job. Heartbreaker, I'm a money taker, and I'm a playboy, and don't ask me to get no job. But now it's falling time for me to go on the set. I jumped in my Cadillac with my two friends from the set. Listen, I hit get rid of two the fast days and a shoe. I got a all the gain and a nothing to lose, cause I'm a heartbreaker, I'm a money taking, I'm a playboy, and don't ask me to get no job. money taken out my paper, and don't ask me to get no job.
Trash is all you need. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, I stopped on the corner at the liquor store. Got me a bottle of that heavy glow. Me and my baby gonna ball tonight. I got what it takes to keep her doing right. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, my TV's working and the lights down low. Real fine music on my radio. And my baby, what's on her mind? She said one thing that makes me feel so fine. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Had a fool yelling and I couldn't knock her out. When the milkman called at the break of day, she was rocking on her legs and crying right away. Give me a half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. When you come around, half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine.
Why? Well, I'm feeling kind of good now. I'm in my wine. Sometimes I'm laughing, and then again I'm crying. I don't mean you no harm, I'm just having fun. I'm in my wine. But keep a talking to myself, standing in the middle of the floor. Trying to get a picture on my radio. I don't mean you no wrong, wouldn't do you no harm. I'm just in my wine. See me walking down the street. Born up on the corner where the wine hates me. is in my wine. People pay me no mind if I make a lot of noise. Yes, a hollering and a screaming to the top of my voice. I don't mean you no wrong, wouldn't do you no harm. I'm just in my wine. Oh, that good wine. So good, so good.
Mr. Finewine, that was Amos Milburn.
Yeah, I mean, does Amos Milburn have any songs that aren't about drinking?
I'm not sure that he does. But, you know, that's a late career. He actually recorded that for the Motown label. And it went. He did a couple sides for Motown. That one went unissued. But it
came out on Motown's Blue Evolution CD?
That's correct.
Yeah. That CD is so good.
It is so good.
Because it has those unreleased Earl King tracks. This is
yes.
an obsession of mine.
Yes. Oh, my God. Those are killer.
Yes. So the, yes.
I think I played one of those on the show a couple okay. weeks ago. Anyway, very fortuitously, Joe Magasco, our swag director and host of the Surface Noise program on Monday mornings, gave me a bunch of his cast-off blues CDs that he didn't want.
Who wouldn't want a blues CD?
No,
Come on.
I don't know. I guess he's just trying to make room for more 45s, which, you know, we can understand
maybe
that. But yeah, so just in time to put this premium together. And, you know, Amos Milburn, he has a bunch of whiskey songs. He's got at least one vodka song. But that's the only wine one that I'm aware of.
Oh, yeah.
Finally,
late
in his career, he decided to, like,
check down all
the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We heard Johnny Guitar Watson doing business as young John Watson there for the Federal label. Half pint of whiskey. That's the flip side of Space Guitar, for those of you
keeping
score at home. And that is also on the premium. And we heard Playboy from Billy Ray, a.k.a. Fillmore Slim.
That's a 45 I've been after for a while, that Playboy.
Yeah.
Tough to find.
Although, I bet it doesn't sound as... Because this is actually listed. It says Playboy, parentheses, underdub.
Oh.
So you know, yeah. It could be the 45 is not...
I have no idea what that means.
Not as great sounding as you might hope.
Underdub.
Who knows?
Okay.
But yeah, that's on the dirty work going on. $20 or more gets you in the running for the drawing for that one.
We've got some people who are in the running for the
wonderful.
Drawing.
Wonderful. Let's give thanks and praises
okay.
to those persons.
We've got Maura from Richmond, Virginia. One of my favorite cities in the U.S. Underrated city. Love it there.
Thank
so much
you,
fun. Sam from New York City, who
Thank
says,
you, Sam.
Keep up the good work, Matt. Great friend of the station, Joe from Laguna Niguel, California.
Thank you, Joe.
He says, Matt keeps the blue in WFMU. He called to pledge at 800-989-9368. Got our phone answerers working.
Putting the blue in WFMU and the raisin in fundraising.
Robbie from Maplewood, New Jersey says, what a world.
I'll say. Amen.
Joe from New York City getting your Alcoholics Unanimous Premium, pledging online at WFMU.org. Oh, and here's someone you know from Richmond Hill. Fella by the name of Andy, tall fella.
Andy. Yeah.
Who has typed out some nonsense that maybe he expects me to read, but it's just gibberish.
I think like Amos Milburn, he may be in his wine.
It could be. I mean, it's not even close to being readable. So, should I try?
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Putira Givjikstayev Wibjiv. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think either Baby G or Sweet Pea, one of the cats, is maybe what may be walking on the keyboard again.
Well, those are our thank yous. 800-989-9368, the pledge line. Pledge online, WFMU.org. Get Matt Feivish's Great Alcoholics Unanimous CD.
Yeah, and get in the running for the prizes, including the Charlie Patton set. I'm going to play something from that in a minute. But, you know, Mr. Finewine, the thing about the marathon is that... I feel like it's good for us because every year we have to actually kind of think about like what it is we like about this radio station and what's important about it, and to sort of like
That's
articulate
true.
That
yes.
to the listeners, right?
Yes.
And I've been thinking about it, and I feel like the most sort of succinct way to put it, like, you know, what does your money get you when you pledge to this station? And what we're sort of selling is the fact that we're not selling anything. You know what I mean?
There's Nicely no put. Yes.
There's no hidden, you know, even your favorite things, if you sort of scratch the surface, there's somebody's making money off of it who like owns a sweatshop or something, or you know, there's none of that here. We're just sort of unfilteredly presenting the music we love or doing our talk show,
yeah,
or whatever, with no sort of unnecessary middleman getting his cut, you know.
No.
all the money just goes to keeping this station going.
That's right.
So we can continue to do uncorrupted good
yeah.
radio.
And
you know,
and we so far are we from getting a cut ourselves that we actually do chores in addition
yeah,
to
yeah that's right
yeah
you know we ride the a lot of us ride the PATH train
yeah.
every week like
I,
it's
I mop the bathroom floor here every week.
Yeah,
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I do. It's not the same bathroom, I hope, because that would be silly to have us
both,
you know,
doing
just,
it yeah.
every 48 hours.
Yeah. 800-989-9368. If you believe in enterprise presenting great entertainment that doesn't line anybody's pockets, please pledge.
Well said. All right, let's hear one of these beautifully remastered Charlie Patton sides on this LP. The Charlie Patton's Complete Recorded Works in Chronological Order, Volumes 1 through 4. Pledge $75 or more and get in the running to win all four of those LPs, our grand prize for tonight. Here is Charlie Patton. You're listening to Weekly World Blues on WFMU.
In the little boat, we were feeding moving in the Indy, Lordy. You be playing your cotton and you won't get a heaven stay, Lordy. Didn't it pay well, Lord? Where you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, gonna get a little down ahead, Lord. Oh, we have said it for us, ain't got to get fine, Lord. Fight that boy, suck all the blood to me and leave you a happy square, Lord. Next time I see you, I had the family there, Lord. Boy, we're a little white, we sit down on the hill, Lord. Boy, we little total wife, let's take this for the hill, Lord. Boy, we little total wife, let's leave our nickel, Lord, Lord. Tell about it. Let her leave Louisiana and go to Arkansas, Lord. Well, I saw the boy, we were not a second, Lord, in the air, Lord. Next time I see the blood, I had a family there, Lord. Oh, we were told about it, I think I'd take it back. I just went on it.
but he was mistaken. He had lots of money when he married, but he was sitting with his head hung down. She walked by and said, "Daddy, what's the matter with you?" And he heard what he told his wife. And sit down, you wonder what a matchbox hold my clothes. And sit down, you wonder what a matchbox hold. Sit down, you wonder what a matchbox hold my clothes. She said, "Daddy, don't be worried like that." And he walked back to him again, he heard what he told again. "I don't want to be bothering him. Big trunk on my roof. I don't want to be by no big trunk on. Don't want to be by no big trunk on my roof." He sit down and he get a thing. He said, "I'm going out to my friend's house and see what would he do when his wife's packing up a trunk." He goes to his friend's house, you know what he said? "And what would you do? Baby packing up a trunk. What would you do when your baby packing up a trunk? What would you do when your gal packing up a trunk? Tell the best advice his friends could give it. Get you half a gallon of whiskey and get on you a big drunk. Get you half a gallon of whiskey and get on you. Get your hell gal with gang, get on you a big drum." He goes on back again, and she looks at him. "Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me."
Pledge online at WFMU.org. You can win that Lead Belly LP at the top of the hour. You can also, for $75 or more, get in the running for our grand prize, this Charlie Patton set. Let's hear some more Charlie Patton before we come back and talk with Mr. Finewine and thank some pledgers. What do you say? You're tuned to WFMU. Mr. Finewine.
Yeah,
What's happening in the phone room?
Well,
over there?
I got some people to thank, and then I got something I want to get off my chest.
Okay. Just for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to WFMU, and this is our annual fundraising marathon. This is all our support comes from our listeners, and once a year we got to get on these microphones, sit in this ergonomic office furniture, and beseech you to pledge some money.
We try to make it fun for you. This isn't torture, is it?
No. Could be a lot worse.
Could be. Okay, let me thank these people. These are people who have pledged either online at WFMU.org or by dialing the old-fashioned way, 800-989-9368. Bill from Boonton.
Thank you, Bill.
Getting your premium. Nice. He enjoys your show every week.
Wonderful.
James from Baltimore. Getting your premium.
Balmer.
Mark from Lothian, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Who says, so great to be here for another year. Superb show, as always. Mark's only complaint is that it's too short. Peter from Brooklyn, getting your premium.
Thank you, Peter.
And thanks you. From right here in the phone room, Handy.
Hey.
Who says, it's unanimous. A play on your premium title there.
There you go.
It's unanimous. We're drinking in the phone room. And this one's for all the regular bluing agents on the Weekly World Blues playlist. Cheers, you bluesers. Let's get some of those. Let's get some pledges from some of those people who chime in on the comment board every week. 800-989-9368. Online, WFMU.org. And what I want to get off my chest is, Matt Fivesh,
yes.
You claim to be a blues fan, and I listen to your show periodically, and I go through the playlists and stuff.
I don't like where this is going.
I've never heard any Blues Brothers on your show. I've never heard any Stevie Ray or seen it on the playlist. In fact, I looked up Stevie Ray Vaughan just to make sure with this. I looked up Stevie
Has
Ray Vaughan.
Has anybody ever played Stevie
yes.
Ray Vaughan on FM?
There have been about 10 Stevie Ray Vaughan tracks played really? Over the years on WFMU. Yeah.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan to me is kind of like, it's not his fault, you know what I mean? But he spawned just so much.
But I was going to say, more to the point, no Rory Gallagher even on the show.
Well, let's see, I'll tell you what, Mr. Finewine, if we can, where are we at as far as how much money we've raised?
You want me to say the figure?
Sure, go ahead.
North of $3,000.
Okay. If we can get to 5K, I promise I will play either Rory Gallagher or Stevie Ray Vaughan for you.
Okay. That should be a disincentive, actually, for people to pledge.
Oh, yeah, true.
Okay.
Okay. All right, how about this?
Yeah.
If we can get to $5,000, I promise never to play Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There we
go. Program.
Okay. 800-989-9368 for no Stevie Ray Vaughan ever.
Let me just say, Stevie Ray's brother, Jimmy Vaughan,
yeah.
Very, very cool guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah, what band is he? He was in the
Fabulous Thunderbirds, right. But he does like organ trio kind of stuff now that's real good.
Okay.
So
we're running out of time here, so let's get the phones ringing, and you can pledge online still at WFMU.org. let's get some more money in the coffers.
I might have wrecked that with that sort of reverse incentive strategy.
Oh.
But hey, that's live radio for you. It's the real thing, folks. 800-989-9368, online pledge at WFMU.org. So what now, Mr. Finewine?
How about something else from the premium CD?
That's a good idea.
I wanted to hear Looped by Tommy Ridgely.
Oh, okay. Let me get that one.
Love that Tommy Ridgely guy, New Orleans singer. Records, starting in the 50s, all through the 60s, even into the 70s, I believe.
One thing I'm very proud of with the sequencing of this CD is you got Looped by Tommy Ridgely, and following right on its heels, Juiced by Billy Love.
Two different ways to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to... Let me give out
the phone number once again, 800-989-9368. It's our annual two-week fundraising marathon here at WFMU. This is how we do it. This is how we raise funds to keep the station going for the entire year, pretty much. $1.6 million is the goal. We need to hear from you. We'd need like your support.
If we can make $1.6 million in the next 12 minutes, then that's it. We can just we can cancel the rest of the marathon and go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Anyway, by request, going out to Mr. Finewine over there in the phone room, here's Tommy Ridgely on Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
A little nip. We nip and sip and carry it on, nipping and sipping all night long. I'm loop, high as a Georgia pine. Well, I got a pocket full of money and I sure am feeling fine.
John and Dewey there, Pink Champagne, that's on the Premium Alcoholics Unanimous. We heard T-Bone Walker with Hey Hey Baby, that's on the Dirty Work Going On CD on Ace that we will be giving away momentarily. And by request from Mr. Finewine, we heard Looped from Tommy Ridgely. All right, you know, I got the Honky Tonk Radio Girl theme all queued up. We got to get out of the way.
Okay.
But let's thank some more people,
yeah,
and we'll give away all the prizes.
Yeah, you know, we set a lofty goal here that we still have time to reach if you were to pledge at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. I want to thank Matt from Leonardo, New Jersey, getting
Leonardo
your premium, who says, here's some of his 45 money. Thanks for two of the most killer shows and music education. Gregory from Buffalo, who called 800-989-9368, says we're two of his favorite DJs who keep the world's blues at bay.
That's nice to hear. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you. Here's someone I think you may know, Amanda, on behalf of herself,
I do,
as well as Salt Shaker, Maggie Hertz, and Junior.
Junior. Well, Junior, he's the real, he's the money tree in the family, you know. Instagram celebrity.
Michael from a little town called Galien in Western Michigan, pledging online at WFMU.org. And
all right.
Jay from Kingston, New York.
JS-G.
Yes, sir. He says,
thank you, Jay.
All hail Matt Squared. Jethro from Alameda, California.
Yeah, I know.
Who
I
says,
know
Excelsior.
Jethro. Thank you, Fungi.
Okay. So, well, we got 4 minutes left.
We got 4 minutes. Let's solicit more phone calls at 800-989-9368 and online pledges at WFMU.org. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Let's give away the smaller prize. Let's give away the Lead Belly record.
Okay.
That's a good one. I don't think I back announced it, but we heard Matchbox Blues from that. You know, the Lead Belly is also on Third Man and got the same sort of deluxe 78 restoration treatment. So this is a lot of your Lead Belly favorites sounding better than you've heard them before.
Well, Lead Belly is going to Gregory in Buffalo.
All right. Congratulations, Gregory.
Yeah. Let's get a couple more pledges in before we give away the other
fair plans. Enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. And yeah, any of you downtown Soulville fans who dig the new breed, as they say, you can still get in the running to win this Dirty Work Going On comp on Ace. Really good stuff. That's like a sort of subgenre that I really like. It's like these guys who are kind of going out of style.
Yeah,
and they're still playing the blues, but they're trying to
be modern, trying to keep up with the trends.
Yeah.
Big, and it's all L.A. stuff, like Don and Dewey, which we just heard.
That's right.
That Don, that Sugar Cane Harris violin sound.
Isn't that crazy?
On those records, it's so cool. He was like.